Centennial Park, Arizona. Home to 1,500 Mormons.
Religion is not a part of our life. Religion is our life.
But unlike other Mormons, in this town, they're breaking the law.
A law officer show up with a warrant for my arrest. That could happen.
Because in Centennial Park, one wife just isn't enough.
Jealousy is a normal human emotion.
I sleep with Rebecca two nights in a row, and I sleep with Marlene two nights in a row.
It's a lot of work to live the way we do. It's not for quitters.
I think it's going to work out great.
Sounds insane.
I made some pretty bad decisions for a really long time.
They give us looks here and there, but that doesn't bother me because I'm happy with the lifestyle that I chose to live.
Thirty-year-old Isaiah Thompson has five children and two wives.
Did you sleep good?
Isaiah is a sixth-generation polygamist, living with his family in Centennial Park.
As early as I can remember, I wanted to live the faith.
Do you want a drink?
My dad had two wives. My mother had 11 children.
Show Mom your face.
Let's hope Daddy cleans them up.
I am Isaiah's first wife. We moved to Centennial Park because we wanted to be with this polygamous group. When we moved here, we were already wanting to get a second wife to expand our family.
Eat. A drink. Say please.
Leaders of our church approached me and he said, there's this girl, she's ready to get married. I had met her before, but like, not really.
My name is Rebecca Rose. I am 22 years old.
Sit down, get ready for prayer.
Heavenly Father, please bless food on the table that it will be nourishing and strengthening in our bodies.
The Thompsons share the town's belief that the women receive divine inspiration from God, telling them whom they should marry, often to men they've barely met.
In the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
One day I was sitting in church and I saw Isaiah walk through the door. A feeling came across me that that's who I felt like I'm supposed to marry.
I kind of just like stared at the ground for a long time.
I knew that Isaiah had a wife.
Talked to Marlene about it when I got home that night. I think we stayed up pretty late that night talking.
I was nervous about the change that was about to happen. She's a lot younger than I am. She was just out of high school.
Go eat your food at the table. It's really awesome that women here can get married to a man who's already married. I grew up in a big family and I loved it. My dad has six wives. I have 46, 47 brothers and sisters. I think I'm the 16th. Charles, Daniel, Beryl, Janetta, Sarah. I'm the 17th. I forgot Donna.
A few blocks away lives husband of three, Arthur Hammond, one of the founding fathers of Centennial Park. Like all the town's polygamists, by choosing this way of life, Arthur is breaking the law.
As I grew up, we had to live in secret. I personally had family members accosted in public for their lifestyle. A law officer show up with a warrant for my arrest. That could happen. Because we live in a community, they think we're secretive. No. But we do believe in minding our own damn business and think everybody else ought to do the same.
It's Arthur's job to work with Centennial Park's next generation of polygamists. These are the missionaries, a volunteer army of the town's young, unmarried men.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, the blisters.
Blisters?
Yeah, they finally show up. If the kids decide, okay, I don't want a part of it, okay,